This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
God has a plan for your life that was beautifully capsulized when we studied Jeremiah. I love this. It's become a special passage for me. Remember when Jeremiah said when he was a boy, he's a kid. And the Lord speaks to him and said, before you were born, I knew you. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, I had a plan for your life. And folks, if that statement is true, it makes a difference in the way you and I conduct our lives. It really does. It really does. I told you I was going to use a story. I'm going to close with a story by Jim Cimbala. Jim Cimbala's church in Brooklyn, I don't know if they've relocated or built on, but at one point, their old building had an alley behind it, just like a typical street in New York. Behind the alley was a tenement apartment building. A woman who lived in that walk-up apartment building said that every time she would be walking up the stairs at night, she could hear the choir at Brooklyn Tabernacle Church rehearsing. And their music is so energetic and vibrant. She said, I could hear it as I was walking up the 3 or 4 flights of stairs to my apartment. And here's what she said. I hated it. I despised hearing the music coming from the choir. She said it made me sick to hear it. Those people praising God. Something happened to that woman. She was up on the roof of that building having a little party, a little drug party with her boyfriend. And they shot up something. And she passed out, and her boyfriend, her loyal, faithful boyfriend, thought she had died or was dying, so he left. He left. Takes off, not wanting to interact with the police if she was dead. Through all that happened, long story short, after that experience of nearly dying, she starts visiting Brooklyn Tab, and Jim Cimbala, when I heard him speak, said this, she now sings in the choir that she used to hate. You know what that's a parable of? That's happened to people here, that kind of thing. Where things that you used to despise now mean everything to you. Things you used to make fun of now are important to you. Things that you used to mock and say, that's a bunch of garbage. It's a waste of time, and now it's the stuff that keeps you going. You say, how do you describe that? I'll tell you very simply. You were dead. You were dead in your trespasses and sins, but you were made alive in Christ by the grace of God. That's it in a nutshell. Is that my idea? No. The Lord said that through His Word. We were dead in our trespasses and sin, and the word dead in the Greek is the word necros. We get the word necrotic when flesh on somebody's hand or leg is, and they say it's necrotic. It means it's dead. There's no life in it. And that's the word necros. You were dead in your sins and trespasses, but you were made alive. Made alive in Christ Jesus. I think it's so sad to think of Jesse Walter Bishop, after 27 years of crime, ending up with murder, saying, it's just the last step in the way my life is going. Don't let that be said of you. Not that you're going to commit a crime. But don't go to the end of your life saying, this has been the pattern. This has been the path I've taken. But come to the place where you're able to say, I was dead. I was dead, but I was made alive. Made alive by Christ. What a story. It can be your story too. Let's pray together.
Well, I don't know if you remember my comment at the beginning of this message that just hearing this scripture read, forget about the sermon, just the scripture can make all the difference in your life. I'm going to ask you to read Ephesians 2, 1 through 10 today if you can. It can make the difference between life and death in your life. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.